Horrific, inhumane photos emerge of children in what amounts to plastic cages at the border, thanks to brave whistleblowers. We also have a President Trump-backed social media platform being hinted at. We'll see what happens with it in the coming weeks. This could be huge, or huge, as he says. And we also have the war on patriots heating up. I don't know how many of us will be left in order to participate on the new social media platform under Trump at the rate we're going. All of this and more coming up. Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. Here we go.
Late nights digging up the dirty secrets of the deep state. That's our family time these days. And you never know it to look at my skin. No bags, less wrinkles. The secret? The new revolutionary C60 infused facial cream. Time Stop. It's the world's most powerful, long-lasting, time-stopping beauty cream on the market today. Time Stop infuses your skin with nutrients that revitalize and hydrate without causing redness or irritation. It smooths wrinkles, softens skin, and improves elasticity, turning back time to make you feel great about looking in the mirror. Plus, it deep cleans and destroys acne to improve your complexion. The deep state has its secrets. I have mine. Try Time Stop today at redpillliving.com/timestop. Time Stop is made in small batches to ensure the highest possible quality, which makes supplies very limited. Visit redpillliving.com/timestop and turn back the clock starting now. Your secret is safe with me.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
Now, I want to start out today's episode with a quick visual tour. This is a graphic image. For those who are listening on podcast, I'm sorry, I'll try to explain it to you. It covers the world's deadliest pandemics, and it's a really useful graphic to break down the hysteria around COVID. Now, the Black Death, of course, topping the charts with 51% of the population killed. That is a huge death toll proportionally. It was a smaller population back then, but still a massive, massive number of dead. And, you know, back in those days, people didn't have plumbing. They didn't have a way to get rid of their feces and their pee and their urine. They just peed in buckets, and then they would bury it if they were smart and wise and had the opportunity to do so. And if they were poor and in a hurry, some of them would throw it out in the streets and in the cities the rats were infesting. And put that and the fleas and you got a bad population of problems. Unfortunately, they didn't have modern plumbing. So I think that's really the majority of the problem. You could say some other things probably tied into it, malnutrition, among other things. But that was the big one. There was also the plague of Justinian, most haven't even heard of. Smallpox, that one is, of course, well known. The Antonine Plague, the Spanish flu. Look, smallpox killed 12.1%. The Spanish flu killed 2.5%. COVID has killed 0.03%, and that's if you believe the hyped death tolls, which I do not. So for those who are trying to reason against an insane world, hold the course, you're in the right. Now, Trump is also hinting, or at least some of his former advisors and spokespeople, Jason Miller, are hinting that Trump will return to social media with his own platform. This could be really, really big, and it could honestly more than make up all the money that Trump has sacrificed for this country, and he deserves to do so. I, for one, will be happy to support any free speech platform backed by President Trump. I can't wait for him to replace YouTube and big tech and fake news altogether, even if it puts me out of a job. But at this point, it's almost too little too late, as the damage has largely been done. They've already stolen the election. What good is it going to do now? But that's my defeatist attitude sometimes kicking in. And honestly, President Trump is more culturally powerful than ever before. And we still have a lot of state level power at the legislative branches, so we could still push back. We could still fix the election fraud issue, the voting fraud issues, and we could still win this thing. So this is a big step in the right direction. Finally, some real action. President Trump, if I've got any criticism for him, it is that he, well, besides pushing vaccines, it is that he's played with the kid gloves on with these guys, and they're trying to come after our throats. And you can't do that. You have to fight fire with fire, where they will never, ever, ever fear and respect you. And if they don't fear and respect you, they always go for the throat. Continuing from there, the city is not safe. South Beach, Florida, is extending its curfew as partygoers are running wild through the streets. It is a state of emergency in South Beach, Miami, because all of these crazy millennials are in town for spring break, and they are getting out of hand. And I speak as a millennial who doesn't really party all that much, at least not anymore. When I was young, sure, I was wild, but I kind of got out of it fast. I joke that I quit drinking it when I was 21. School of Hard Knocks. Continuing, United Methodist Church promoting hateful propaganda, alleging that Trump supporters are KKK and Confederate-supporting racists. Well, first of all, the Confederate flag-holding guy from January 6th on the Capitol raid was a registered and voting Democrat, and the KKK were Democrats. Parties never flipped. That was propaganda. It was a lie, just like this. And of course, there are elements even within Christianity that are hell-bent on attacking anything conservative. I don't really understand the mental gymnastics where, you know, people who can square their faith with God with attacking Trump supporters and conservatives this way. It feels more like something from that God Hates Fags church, which was, trying to get a lot of publicity for going to gay people's funerals and protesting with terrible signage, which it just seemed like a hateful approach to conducting one's relationship with the Lord. Now, continuing from there, a black man has stabbed a 12-year-old boy in the neck at McDonald's while ranting about white devils. Why is that? Because of things like United Methodist Church promoting hateful propaganda, alleging Trump supporters are KKK and Confederate supporting racists. That's why. And things like critical race theory, which is being pushed not only on our troops, on our FBI, on our federal agencies, even on our elementary school students in public school systems and on up. It is getting to be where it's dangerous for college students or even high school students to be conservatives and speak out about it. It is dangerous to speak out as a conservative or go to a college campus in certain places as a conservative speaker. We've seen things like the Battle of Berkeley, okay, where Antifa and left-wing rioters will show up and start fires and throw bricks and all sorts of craziness. Break people's heads open with locks and socks, that kind of thing. So that is the party of hate. That is the party of deception. And, that is where all of this hate is coming from. And BLM, of course, is pushing it, and a Marxist organization, George Soros' funded organizations are pushing it. I can't believe at this point that they can't understand that the end game is a destroyed society. They're really trying to destroy culture itself. We also have the wife of a veteran who was recently arrested by the FBI, who raided his home, having been present at the U.S. Capitol, probably not doing anything too terrible because, frankly, patriots were walking around on guided tours within the ropes, having been invited in for the most part, although there were 20-something plus Antifa who were arrested. And, of course, they got out without too much of a problem. Even CNN was there undercover, dressed all as MAGA. But, nobody did anything about that. It's a double-tiered system. Anyway, the wife of this veteran suffered a miscarriage the day after the FBI raided the home. She was so stressed, she lost her baby. And folks, I can relate to this in a deep level, because I nearly lost my wife after we lost our YouTube channel the first time years ago. My daughter just turned 3, so 3 years ago, in fact. It was a month before she was born, and this is actually a little personal for me, so I'm starting to get a little emotional, forgive me. But, it was a month before she was born, and my wife was incredibly stressed because we lost our income, we lost our YouTube channel, we lost this, tiny business that we had been working on for months that was, covering our bills just barely, finally, standing up to the deep state, to fake news, growing really, really quickly. Our channel was going amazing. It wasn't quite 30,000 subscribers a month at that point yet, but it was getting there. It was like 5,000 subscribers a month. It was pretty early on. And, we were really excited. We decided to dive into this full time, and YouTube snatched it away. And all the, 100% of the income that came with having a following on YouTube, which wasn't much at the time, but it was covering our rent in a small town in the middle of nowhere, which is just what we liked, but that's, anyway, continuing from there, I can relate to these people who are being targeted in that way. I haven't been Roger Stoned the way that this person has, but economically, they've done everything they can to me, just about. Meanwhile, talking about kids in cages, we have kids in plastic bubble prisons, or whatever you want to call this. It looks like clear shower curtains with doors and, plastic pipe prisons, maybe metal pipe prisons. Effectively, these poor kids are trapped in greenhouses, and they're wrapped in thermal blankets, emergency blankets, and they're cuddled on the floor near each other in inhumane conditions that would obviously spread a virus if we had a real pandemic to worry about, which we don't. Coronavirus isn't killing that many people. Their survival rate is over 99.9 something percent. So here are the horrific images. At first I thought it was dead bodies, but no, these are just children, cold and suffering and laying on the ground. Way to go, Joe Biden, with your kids in cages. And by the way, these photos leaked because of James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. So well done, you guys. Continuing from there, former President Trump is also calling for an investigation into Joe Biden's gag order on border agents, calling it a huge cover-up. I agree. Joe Biden has, of course, not considered it a crisis, done very little about it, hasn't really visited, hasn't really barely addressed the issue at all. His press secretary has barely addressed the issue. At this point, it's as though they just don't care at all. It's as though they just think they have all the power and they don't have to do anything to fix anything, because they're just going to, let society break down? What is their plan here? What is their end game for all of these people coming across the border? Society will break down quite quickly if this continues at this rate. Millions of people per year, maybe per month. Many of them funded to get here by George Soros. But that's an aside. I hope you found this to be of value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, subscribing. We're going to actually have a little bit more downtime in the near future, as we are doing a lot of back-end networking and support stuff to try to figure out if we're going to run for Congress or not, or if I'm going to run for Congress, although it's a team thing. And I won't be able to do it without your support. But if we do, there's a lot that goes into it. I've got a lot of videos I've got to watch, and I've got a lot of studying to do, a lot of FEC regulation stuff, a lot of finding the right people to be on the team, to be in key positions, Anyway, I don't want to bore you with the details, but it is looking very, very promising. I am getting a lot of yeses and support and pledges and interest and people that are like, yeah, I would love to donate to NEMOS for Congress if that ever happens. And, you know, if the positivity continues, then we may have to take down a rhino, folks. Time to go rhino hunting. Anyway, I'll see you on the next one. Again, please like, share, subscribe. If you want to support us, you can always donate at nemosnewsnetwork.com/donate. And if you want to support us, also shop with our sponsors. Shop Patriot. Shop with redpillliving.com/nemos. And go to the supplement selection. You can get 15% off the entire collection, and that includes all of our super vitamin, the liposomal vitamins, like my favorite, the liposomal vitamin C or D. These are the two that I believe harden your immune system the most. And I've been taking those two since I was a teenager, in fact. Those, the vitamin C especially, is the first thing I ever learned about. And the quality is such a huge difference. I mean, there's the stuff at Walmart, right? The synthetic junk that doesn't even really work, and it's probably bad for you because it's synthetic. And then there's the food sourced or even organic, but it's still dried and it's still processed and it's not fresh. And then there's the food sourced, which is ideal. I mean, you want to get as much vitamin and nutrient and mineral in your food as you can in your diet, but who can get enough, especially when the soil itself is depleted with modern farming practices? So that only leaves you really two ways to do it. One of them is to inject vitamin C the way they used to do it in these hospital settings where they were trying to, you know, test for cures and such. And, you know, you can get a doctor who's friendly to give you a vitamin C injection or even an IV drip, because you can't overdose on vitamin C, and it's a very powerful, and people have had miracle stories associated with that. I'm not making any claims. But who wants to go through the trouble of putting a needle in their arm to get that level of vitamin C? If you take a liposomal vitamin, however, or super vitamins, it passes right through your stomach, 2,000-3,000% stronger than a regular vitamin. It's still fresh because it's still wrapped in a fat cell, which is the lipid or liposomal part. And you know, it's almost as powerful as getting an IV drip with a needle into your arm. That is the potency and the power of liposomal vitamins. So in these crazy times, harden your immune system if you want. I mean, I'm not making any medical claims. I don't want to get in trouble when they try to find some reason to shut me down or attack me, because that's what they're doing constantly. But that's what I do. And, you know, other than I had a little bit of a congestion recently, I never really get sick. Unfortunately, most of my problems are injury related. Anyway, I'm rambling. I'll see you guys on the next one. Thank you, and Dustin Nemos out.